It's still unclear how the Foley scandal will affect the upcoming elections. It has certainly been at the top of the news. But last night, at a candidates' debate in the hotly contested 8th District of Indiana, Mark Foley's name was never mentioned. We have this report from NPR's David Wellner in Vincennes, Indiana.
They call this district the Bloody Eighth. That's because of the fierce political battles Democrats and Republicans have fought to control the congressional seat of this district, stretching from south central Indiana over to the Illinois border. Republican John Hostetler has held this seat ever since his party took control of the House 12 years ago, amidst an outcry over ethics scandals involving Democrats. Hostetler, a strong social conservative Baptist who raises money from church groups, is facing his toughest challenge yet this year from Brad Ellsworth, a conservative Democrat who's a county sheriff. Last night, the two faced off at a League of Women Voters debate here at Vincennes University, and they were asked to comment on recent ethics scandals in the House. Democrat Ellsworth responded by pointing to recent polls showing nearly 70% of Americans disapprove of Congress.
Sometimes you ask yourself, why do you want to run for this job? But that's exactly why. I want to go to Washington and change that image. It's pretty poor, and we've had some things happen this week that even put more of a wall up between people and their Congress.
But Ellsworth mentioned neither Mark Foley nor the debate over whether Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert should resign. Neither did GOP incumbent Hostetler, although in what could be a worrisome sign for Republicans, he did seek to distance himself from Speaker Hastert at a press conference following the debate.
An issue has arisen recently that is of particular concern to me, and that is a simple question. Why were not the other members of the Page Board informed of the emails? I don't have those answers yet. We are going to continue to ask those questions, and it is at that time that I think we need to discuss further the role of leadership in this.
Asked whether he'd vote for Hastert as Speaker should his party keep control of the House, Hostetler was cautious, saying his vote would be determined the day of that election. When he met with reporters, Democrat Ellsworth, who's courting conservative voters in this district, defended not mentioning the Foley affair in the debate.
That was not an occurrence when I decided to run for Congress. That's not my issue. I'm running for Congress to change the way Washington works. There will be a lot of information that comes out about this in the near future, and my training in law enforcement is you don't talk before you know what you're talking about.
Some Democrats who attended the debate said they were disappointed, including 36-year-old Tom Paine.
I wish Brad Ellsworth would have brought a few of those more pertinent issues up in his debate. I think he danced around the issue a little bit to be agreeable.
It's tough to run as a Democrat in the Bloody Eighth.
That's Pam Lockett, an Evansville, Indiana librarian, who's also a Democrat.
I think we wanted to steer clear from some of those trigger issues that, you know, we just could potentially be rather salacious and to just deal with some really concrete issues.
Republicans at the debate, including Diana Willis of Vincennes, expressed relief at not hearing about Foley.
I'm glad because I'm kind of sick of hearing about it. And I think that's okay for both parties, for both Mr. Ellsworth and Mr. Hostetler, simply because they're running on their own ticket for their own merits, and I don't think what somebody else does should affect their particular race.
So far, that appears to be true. Neither candidate in this race wants to make Foley an issue, at least for now. David Wellner, NPR News, Vincennes, Indiana.